Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those who may not have noticed, we're now in the middle of the 2020 primary election. I say may not have noticed because the energy in this election cycle is the lowest I've ever seen. At a time when the airwaves should be flooded, we see a smattering of campaign ads, mostly during the nightly news. At a time when our mailboxes should be overflowing with oversized mailers, our boxes are virtually empty. Since the arrival of mail-in ballots this week, I've received exactly 4 pieces of campaign literature. And during a primary, when some races have up to 6 candidates, one would expect to see thousands of yard signs. Instead, we see signs here and there in the occasional yard or farm field. It's a strange election cycle to be sure, but an election cycle it is, and the winners will move on to the general election in November. Will they support your values? They will if we simply take the time to fill out our ballots. Last week, we talked about several resources to help you cast informed votes. One is our website at montanavoterguide.com. There, you'll see where the legislative candidates stand on the issues. You can also see who judicial candidates tend to support with their own money, and it's fascinating. Of all the money donated by the current Supreme Court candidates in partisan races, 90% has gone to support Democrats. Of all the money donated by the current candidates for district court, 97% has gone to Democrats. Which begs the question, why do Republicans not run for judgeships? We even found one district court candidate who donated to Bernie Sanders. It's all there at MontanaVoterGuide.com. With COVID and a looming financial crisis, it's critical that we choose the right candidates to represent us during the next legislative cycle. Please take the time to mail your ballot today. And as you do, please keep something in mind. As quiet as this election cycle seems to be, there are several very contentious races going on across the state. Be careful not to make enemies of people just because of who they choose to support. We're all adults, and everyone's entitled to an opinion. It pains me every election cycle to hear of friends of mine who are no longer on speaking terms because they've chosen to support different candidates. Politics is important, but it's not more important than long-term friendships. I have many friends with whom I disagree politically, but we've chosen to lay politics aside to preserve our friendship. As Ravi Zacharias once said, the problem with most Christians is that we don't ask enough questions to know where to properly enter the debate. Maybe we should spend less time arguing and more time asking questions. We may have to agree to disagree, but at least our relationships will still be intact. It's our civic duty to vote, but it's important to remember that in the end, it's God who chooses our leaders. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.